The General Services Administration is hosting a government web and new media conference next month right here in Washington. The idea is to get the latest information on innovative technologies for government, learn more about how to improve government websites, and come up with mobile technology strategies. Joining us with details is Sheila Campbell. She's the director of the Center for Excellence in Digital Government in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA. Great to have you in studio. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us the highlights of this conference. What's your overall goal here?
Well, the conference is the largest gathering of federal, state, and local web and new media professionals in the U.S. It's actually our seventh annual conference, so we've been doing it for quite some time. And last year we had 500 attendees, and this year we expect to exceed that number. The goal of the conference is to bring together web and new media folks across government to exchange ideas, to learn about emerging technologies, to reduce duplication by learning what other agencies are doing and replicating innovation. And so the big focus this year is on helping agencies deliver a great customer experience. And so we do that in a number of ways. We're going to be having sessions that focus on search, on mobile, plain language, developing content in interactive ways. And so there's a big push this year to make sure that agencies have all the tools that they need to deliver a great online experience and use digital media to engage citizens online.
And taking a step back, the bigger umbrella issue of this is that this really highlights that the use of new media in government is changing. It's no longer requirements to use it. Well, actually, restrictions from using it versus requirements to use it. I mean, it's really evolved just in a very short time.
Absolutely. I mean, new media in government has evolved in a very short period of time. A couple years ago, agencies were still in a phase where they were really experimenting with new media, you know, trying to get, dip their toes in the water. And now most agencies really have a very robust social media program. And we're going to be hearing from a number of agencies to hear what kind of innovations they're doing in this area. So we have folks who manage the AIDS.gov website talking about what they're doing in the area of mobile. They have a really innovative approach in that they actually design for mobile first. They know that mobile is one of the biggest trends that we're seeing in government, and that by 2020, more people are actually going to be accessing the internet via mobile devices than any other means of communicating. And so they're really making sure that that's a major priority. So there are a huge number of agencies out there who are doing really innovative work in new media, and that's what we're going to be highlighting at the conference. I mean, that's really what makes our conference unique, is that it's people exchanging innovative approaches to how to serve citizens online, how to deliver a really compelling customer experience online. And so the focus is not on, hearing long lectures. It's really about interaction. It's about bringing government employees together to collaborate on finding better solutions.
Now, when you mention mobility, there's two sides of it. There is the government worker, him or herself, accessing their applications and so forth with mobile devices. Then there's deploying the government applications to the public so that they can come in through mobile devices. Do you cover both sides?
We're going to be covering both. And in fact, this is part of our larger Web Manager University training program. So this is our signature event of the year. But we also have training programs throughout the year. And in a couple weeks, we actually have a half-day workshop on how to develop mobile apps, how to do an apps challenge, actually. And so we're going to be bringing about 100 folks together in that half-day event on March 1st at GSA to learn about how do you do a challenge to bring the apps development community together to develop mobile apps to use government data, mash it up, and provide better services online.
We are talking with Sheila Campbell. She is the director of the Center for Excellence in Digital Government in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA. I wanted to expand a little bit more about government websites versus mobile technologies. Do you start seeing yourself weighting one as being more significant than the other and having to put more resources in one than the other, since more people are going mobile anyway, as you just illustrated?
Well, the idea here, as with anything else we do, is to have a holistic approach and really have an integrated approach. So we don't encourage agencies to have, a separate mobile strategy and a separate website strategy. They really need to be hand in hand. And again, I think the AIDS.gov model is a really good one in that they're developing for mobile first. They're thinking about how are people actually looking at this content on a very small screen. And so how do we design for that first? And if you're designing for that, then it can actually benefit people who are, using laptops or using, other sorts of devices. And so part of that is, I think one of the other big themes of the conference is talking about how do we how do we develop compelling content that people can easily digest? And so we're going to be having sessions on plain language, how to develop content in sort of the small bites approach to communicating with people online. Because a lot of times people are in a hurry and they really need just a very quick answer to their question. And so we're going to be having a number of agencies talking about how they're really transforming their online communications to use plain language, and so that the content is more easily digestible via small device.
And I wanted to ask you about the human element here. I remember attending the very first federal webmaster consortium meetings. They used to take place at NIH campus in the Natcher Center, as a matter of fact. And there were early adopters to this new technology when most people didn't even know what it is. Have those early generation of web adopters, have they survived into the new second generation new media era? Are we getting the same folks that are involved?
Right. Well, our community has really grown over the last 10 years or so. We started off with a group of about a dozen folks sitting around one conference room at EPA one day. We used to just meet in person. And now we've grown into this massive community of over 2,000 federal, state, and local web professionals across the country. And it's a very dynamic group. It's a very supportive group. What happens is especially in the web and new media space, it's growing so quickly that one person, you know, one web manager, one new media person can't possibly know about all the different emerging technologies, all the different innovations out there. So we really rely on the community to provide that support. We have a very active listserv where people can throw out any question under the sun and get an answer from their peers. So it's a really a model for collaboration in the government in terms of this Web Content Managers Forum, listserv, and the Federal Web Managers Council that collaborates on a daily basis to provide better service. And then where GSA fits in is that we really play a leadership role in supporting those communities of practice and helping provide government-wide services and tools. And so, for example, we've stood up challenge.gov, which is a central place where people can go to learn about how to do a challenge with citizens. We also have apps.gov now, which provides easy access to blogs and wikis, because we know that it makes so much more sense and it's much more cost-effective to provide these central tools rather than dozens of agencies going out there and trying to procure them themselves. So we really have this big focus on community support.
Okay, really briefly before we let you go, who is this conference for and how do they get more information?
Sure. Folks can go to howto.gov, which is the website that we've built to help agencies deliver better customer service online. And they can get all the information about how to register. It's March 17th and 18th at the Renaissance Hotel. It's $395 for government employees and $595 for contractors. And it's for web and new media professionals, but also for program officers and anyone who's looking to use digital media to improve the customer experience online.